The weasel jumper grabbed a chunk of firewood and advanced on the small fox, snarling.
You snotty little runt! Who do you think you are, smacking me with a chief blade?
Rick jarred the wood from Jupper's paws with a blow from the cutlass. His voice was shrill but commanding.
I'm the new chief around here. That's who I am. Come and see this, all of you.
The gang stood around the two cold fox explained.
I saw Dargle run straight through with his spear. So I rushed in, grabbed the cutlass and slew the dirty maiden snake with one swipe.
Kringtail looked at him disbelievingly.
You, little Red, took off Dargle's block in one go.
Red was getting the feel of the heavy sword now. He took a pace back, then leaped forward, swinging the cutlass in both paws, shouting fiercely.
I want swipe! You want me to show you now? I'm the chief now. This sword's mine. I killed to get it.
He was gratified to see fear shining from Kringtail's eyes as she backed away from him swiftly.
No, no,
she pleaded.
If you say you did it, I'm not one to argue with you.
Ever the one to seize an opportunity, however, Flinky confronted Red and held out his paws placatingly.
Ah, now, don't go upsetting yourself, little Red. We all think you'll make a grand chief. Anyway, better than the last two. Isn't that right, mates?
He turned to the gang, winking broadly at them, but making sure the small fox could not see his gesture.
Come on now, raise your paws and salute the great new chief.
A newfound confidence flooded through Red as he watched the remaining nine vermin acknowledging his leadership at raised paws. He suppressed a shudder of joy. For as long as he could recall, he had been ignored, bullied or pushed about. Now, in the course of one day, he was in command of the gang. Deciding to assert his authority, Little Red glared haughtily at the ragbag vermin.
My name ain't Little Red no more. From now on, you'll call me Badred. Is that clear?
Flinky threw him an elaborate salute.
Badred it is, Your Honour. Sure, in a fine old name it is. Well now, Badred, sir, what's your pleasure? Do we stop here a while in this grand camp? There's water and victuals aplenty round about, and 'tis a pleasant spot.
Badred nodded imperiously.
Aye, we'll stop here a while.
As they prepared the evening meal, Flinky's mate Kringtail whispered to him.
Bad Red, huh? What in the name of blood made you support that little fool?
Flinky winked at her as he turned a roasting wood pigeon on a willow spit over the fire.
Trust me, mate. Better a little fool than a big bully. I can handle this and Bad Red'll do like I suggest, you'll see. We've had enough of weasels, big foxes and bully rats in this gang. This mossflower territory's a good, soft place to stay. Plenty of everything. Better than those old Northlands. Leave the thinking to me. We'll live the good life from now on. Bad Red'll do like I tell him.
The newly elected Bad Red sat on the stream bank, picking a roasted wood pigeon leg and watching the westering sun die in a crimson haze. He listened to Flinky singing as he dished out supper to the gang, who lay about, looking contented enough.
Oh, this is the place to be, where the fruit falls from the tree, where eggs and birds jump out of the nest, right in me pan they come to rest. Oh, this is the place for me, far from that northern sea. Hear the good old fish leap out of the stream, and good old fish leap out of the stream, and shout, please circle me. When the sun shines all the day and the cold wind stops away and the water's clean, fresh and clear, I'll make you a promise now, me dear. I'll take a bath, so don't you fear, in 10 summers' time if I'm still here. 'Cause this is the place for me.
Bad Red, however, had totally different plans. Not for him, all this lying about on sunny stream banks. Ambition had entered his being. To be the owner of the magic sword and ruler of that place Scrod had spoken of, Redwall Abbey.
This ends Disc 2.